Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yo. Well, over the weekend, I know you were busy. You had a lot of sports.
I did.
Your kids playing a lot of sports, and then there's a lot of sports to watch on TV.
Yeah, busy.
So you're busy. Did you keep up with all of this stuff about Diddy that's come out? I know we've talked about Diddy.
I heard there was a big list, and then I saw, like, people abusing Bieber.
Right.
And that's Jenny McCarthy kissing him and holding him down, and he's like, I feel violated now.
Yeah.
And then Ellen DeGeneres showing a picture of him when he's naked as a kid.
And a lot of stuff.
Pink deleted her Twitter account. Somebody or deleted all of her past tweets. Usher deleted all of his. People are speculating that I think Megan Fox was one of them, too. You'd have to check. There's been so many celebrities that are tied into this. Right now, if you go on YouTube and just type in Diddy and search, or just to make certain, you can type in Diddy and Jennifer Lopez, but you will see just video after video of a live stream of that. They're acting like it's happening right now, of that DA talking about Diddy, and all of the videos say Jennifer Lopez, something along the lines of Jennifer Lopez on watch, Jennifer Lopez watching carefully, Jennifer Lopez nervous. I don't know they dated for like 2 years.
What was that?
In Goodfellas?
No, what was Jeffrey Epstein's girlfriend?
Ghislaine Maxwell.
How do you say it?
Ghislaine.
Was I saying like J-Lo is his Ghislaine?
Well, it depends on who you ask.
Well, I mean, asking you.
I don't know, but yes. They're saying that she hit something.
I'm asking. Nobody else
is. I'm saying some people are. Some people are saying other things.
Who are they?
It just depends. The people on the internet, and there are a lot of them.
Is J-Lo his Ghislaine?
There's no way of knowing.
Okay.
Did she hide evidence? Was she aware of things that were going on? Was she aware of stuff? And when this investigation launched and he had his homes raided, was Jennifer Lopez mentioned? And was that actually one of the issues?
I thought it was Ghislaine, too, but apparently
it is.
Okay.
Was that one of the issues that caused Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez to break up? I mean, the rumor mill is churning, baby. It's churning. And there's a lot of different celebrities that people are trying to tie in to Diddy. One of the ones that's interesting is, remember the Cat Williams interview with Shannon Sharpe?
Oh, yeah, that he was right about everything?
Well, now that's what they're saying. They're saying, go back and look at Cat Williams. Everyone made fun of him, said he sounded like he was completely unhinged, was talking about all the stuff. He said Jeffrey Epstein wanted to perform a sex act on him to get a role in him. I mean, he said so many things in that interview with Shannon Sharpe, and at the time, people laughed. Now people are saying, hey, go back and look, because Cat Williams said that in 2024, all of these lies will be exposed, and he even mentioned Diddy by name.
All of these big dick deviants is all catching hell in 2024. It's up for all of them. It don't matter if you Diddy or whoever you is, T.G. Jakes, any of them, all lies will be exposed. That's all. And anyone who takes that the wrong way, know why they take it the wrong way.
Okay, so you got people saying Cat Williams tried to warn Puff Daddy, right? He knew that this was coming. Then you've got the stuff that you mentioned, the Jennifer Lopez stuff, the Twitter stuff with Pink getting rid of everything. I don't know how the hell she's supposed to
connect to
him. I don't know. Usher getting rid of all of his stuff. Of course, Usher was on Howard Stern a few years back, and Howard Stern was asking him about Puff Daddy parties. And
well, Usher found Justin Bieber, right? He was the guy that brought Justin Bieber like into the fold.
Yeah, it feels like a nesting doll, right? Because it goes Diddy brought Usher out, right?
Usher finds Bieber,
so Diddy goes and helps Bieber. At one point, Diddy had custody of Bieber.
I don't think he really had custody.
Well, I think they gave him some sort of legal, not like, hey, we're handing over custody.
Well, the video said here you go. See, I saw this video. Mm-hmm. The video was Diddy with Bieber saying, yeah. I got 48 hours custody with him.
Right.
And then he's like, and then we're going to make some crazy stuff happen. But then in that same video, just to be fair, he's like, I don't really have custody of him.
Oh, I didn't know he said that.
Yeah, he's like, but he's going to be with me for 48 hours. We're going to make an album or something.
That's even better.
It wasn't like they didn't sign over custody.
I was going to say that it was just custody in the sense that he was allowed to be there to record this album.
No,
I didn't know that he went on to say more than that. There's so many clips. And, of course, the internet, surprisingly, can be misleading.
You know, where we hanging out and what we doing, we can't really disclose. But it's definitely a 15-year-old's dream. You know, I have been given custody of him. You know,
Combs is being held at Brooklyn.
Okay, so wait, so there you go. They stop it right there. So I'm not saying Diddy's, but they stop it right there. He says, I've been given custody of him.
Yeah.
Later in that video, in that same video, he's like, well, I don't really have custody. But he's going to be with me for 48 hours while we make this record or whatever. So, you know, whatever. I just hate that they... Because I think it's bad enough. I think it's horrifying
there's
enough.
There's
just
put
it all out there. Because now what happens is I've seen the real video, and then I see this, and I go, all right, what are you guys lying about?
All of it.
Right? What are you lying about? Because I saw that same video, and did he say... I don't really have custody of him, but he's going to be with me and my guys for 48 hours. So just let that play.
Yes.
You don't have to cut it there to make it sound worse than it is. It's already bad.
Just assume that all of this stuff is a lie until you get some sort of confirmation, because so far all of it that I've found seems to be very misleading, just like the clip that you're talking about, taking stuff out of context. And one of the big things here is this Kim Porter book. Have you heard about this?
No.
So this was the big thing over the weekend, was that Kim Porter has a number, and she does have like a number one selling book. I think it's in on Amazon. If you go to like their, you know, biography section or something like that, it says that it's their top seller. So Kim Porter passed away a while back. She was like in her 40s. I don't remember how she died, but they said she passed away. And it's not like she had written this book before she passed away. This book supposedly has been something that she had written and been compiled, and now it's been released. But there are people within her orbit who are saying, hey, don't believe this Kim Porter stuff. Don't believe what's in the book, because it's not actually her. The thing is, if it's not actually her, you would expect some sort of cease and desist from Kim Porter's family saying, hey, quit selling this book, you would think. But I'll just read straight from, which one's this? This is, it's the internet, but it's like entertainment something. The late Kim Porter's alleged new memoir is making major waves online amid the arrest of her ex-boyfriend of 4 years, Sean Diddy Combs. Porter's book, Kim's Lost Words, A Journey for Justice from the Other Side, that's the name of it, released on Amazon September 6th, has already risen to take the number one spot on the site's bestseller list. The Bombshell Books release came nearly a week before Combs' arrest. Footage has recently surfaced the Bad Boy Entertainment mogul apprehended in surveillance footage while entertaining, blah, blah, blah. According to the Daily Mail, the 60 pages, I feel like I could finish this one, was published by Chris Todd,
a 60-page book,
a Los Angeles producer who claims that the book has information Porter stored on a flash drive. This is the other thing. This is all coming from computers, and they're saying that they took the stuff off hard drives to compile it. That Porter stored on a flash drive and shared with friends before her unexpected death nearly 6 years ago. Todd reportedly released the unauthorized memoir under the pseudonym Jamal T. Millwood and is credited as a co-writer alongside Porter. According to the media outlet, the book is currently at the top of Amazon's bestseller list in the Western U.S., blah, blah, blah. The head-turning book reportedly accuses music mogul Combs of assaulting his late girlfriend, taping himself having relations with a male teenage pop star. That's the big main thing
right
here.
And that's Bieber?
And sex parties.
Or Usher.
And sex parties alongside an Oscar winner and his wife. People are saying both. Most people are saying Bieber, but a lot of people I noticed on Reddit last night were all saying, well, it could have been Usher when he was young.
Right. Okay.
But they're saying one of the two. Most of the videos that I've seen from Twitter that people are sharing involve Bieber. It feels like more people are talking about Bieber. But there was a clip of Usher that's also everywhere now, where he was on Howard Stern's show talking about Diddy parties and how crazy they were. And Stern said, you know, if you had a kid, would you send him to a Diddy party? And he said, no way. So that's circulating.
LeBron saying there ain't nothing like a Diddy party.
That's right. LeBron is now involved because he's mentioned going to Diddy parties. Snowcone, do you have the Ashton Kutcher
audio? Have you ever been to a Diddy party?
Well, he's been. He was the producer.
I produced a few of them.
Did you? Did you call them titty parties, or did you call them?
No, we didn't refer to them as that.
Do you have the Ashton Kutcher?
What did you refer to them as?
Freak-offs.
Oh, yeah.
Just total freak-offs.
Forced freak-offs.
Yes, this is Ashton Kutcher on Hot Ones. The host of Hot Ones, the Buffalo Eating
Man,
he says, hey, we love Diddy's party stories. Do you have any good Diddy party stories? And this is his response.
Okay, I've got a lot. I can't tell. So, I can't tell that one either. I mean, I'm actually cycling through them.
That's it.
That's it. He basically says he can't tell anything. He's thinking about the parties, and then he's like, oh, you know what? There's nothing that I'm allowed to tell.
Right, okay.
This Kim Porter book, I'm just going to say, I think it's fake.
Blows the roof off the thing?
I think it's fake, because the people in her orbit have put out some statements to different journalists saying, she did not write a book.
Turn around and look at Dak Prescott. Do you think he's been to a Diddy party?
This is not real. Nah, well, maybe. Yeah, he could have been.
He looks like he's been to one.
He could have been.
That's how I judge people now, from now on.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, you look like you've been to a Diddy party. You do not look like you've been. Like, you two do not look like you've been to a Diddy party.
No, no.
You don't?
No.
I produced them.
Look like
it feels like you wouldn't be let in.
I think we got into a Glass Animals party on accident because someone closed the door behind us, and we're like, oh, we're in. And then they saw us, and they were like, you should leave. And we're like, oh, okay. I'm just saying, I want it out there that I don't think the Kim Porter thing, even if it is real, it's so unreliable. It feels like the source is unreliable, and it feels like the fact that she's been dead for 6 years, and they're saying they got the stuff off of a hard drive. Her best friend...
Die.
Her best friend posted a long thing on Instagram saying it's not real. But the fact that...
How did she die?
I don't know. You have to look it up.
Was she murdered?
I'm on it.
I know she was in her 40s. They said she died 6 years ago. I just read that. But the fact that she says that in the... You know, she...
Do you think
quotes,
when you were in a pool
had sex
of
with a teenager,
that was a Diddy party?
That's what
she
started
had,
all this.
Died from pneumonia due to a lung infection.
Lung infection. Pneumonia. Did she smoke?
No idea.
How the hell do you get a lung infection and die from pneumonia at 47?
No way of knowing.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Anyhow, this whole thing about her saying that he had sex with a teenage male pop star, I think is what sparked the majority of this stuff over the weekend. All the conspiracy theory threads, all of the Twitter videos that people are tweeting out of. There's so many videos of Puff Daddy and Bieber together. I don't know that Bieber... Has Bieber made an official statement? I was just looking for something.
There was a statement about how he's, enjoying his family life, and he's, it was very vague.
Vague, okay.
I'm not addressing.
Because there's old videos...
They did say there's 1,000 bottles of baby oil.
Yes, now his lawyer says, listen, you guys go in there, say there's 1,000 bottles of lube, but there's a Costco right next door.
I don't think it was 1,000. I think it was a lot. I mean, there's a Costco right down the street. I think... Americans buy in bulk, as we know.
Okay, now there's a lawyer that I watch on YouTube. I'm not going to say
his
name.
So what?
Right, that's
honestly,
not...
like, that just means that the dude bought a lot. That, to me, just says, there are probably...
Parties.
Freak-offs where people are having sex and they needed a bunch of lube. That still doesn't mean he f***ed in Bieber.
Right. Some of the allegations also...
I don't know, maybe that.
I beeped it just in case.
Some of the other allegations in that book, which I don't think that book is reliable or probably real... Kim says in that book, Kim in air quotes, supposedly said to, they had a sexual encounter and she used a sex toy on him. And
on who?
On Diddy, and he hadn't done that before and he hit her, or something along those lines.
Well, surprising.
He's begging for a
That's what she said.
Oh, I heard people saying that. So it's hard to remember now what's in the book, what people are taking away from the book. Mm-hmm. It's really more of like a pamphlet. Well, it's 60 pages. It's a book. It looks very homemade. But imagine if you're the person who's selling this, making all this money, you got to think, okay, someone is going to sue you soon. I've already seen a couple things where people from her estate have called for an investigation. But this book is where a lot of this stuff is originating from. And it's what I think kicked off this whole Bieber thing, and that what's going to eventually come out of this indictment is that he was abusing maybe Usher, Bieber, other
but
people
Usher
that we don't
and
know.
Bieber say anything? Is that any pressing charges?
Usher just deleted all of his tweets as far as I know, right? I haven't seen him say anything, and we're waiting for Bieber to make it. Well, he just told you that's the only thing Bieber said. It's very vague.
Yeah, it's focused on being a great dad and husband.
Nothing like not a,
he's aware
not
of the arrest, but focused on being a great dad and husband. That's all he said.
And Usher just deleted his tweets.
He didn't say anything?
I think Megan Fox maybe deleted hers, too. Did you guys hear that? I guess...
Actually, what celebrities have deleted their tweets?
Yeah, rumors debunked now of Megan Fox deleting social media post amid Diddy's arrest. There you go. That says debunked. I'll go with that. Now, it also says Pink deletes posts amid Diddy allegations. Yeah, so there's, it's just one celebrity after the other. Jennifer Lopez is on watch. Go on YouTube right now and search Diddy and look at all these videos that say Jennifer Lopez is on watch. On watch for what? Did she hide the gun? Was she aware of the freak-offs and didn't tell anybody? Did she organize them? There's a lawyer that I watch on YouTube, Snowcone. We got to get this guy on the air. I'm going to give you his name here in a second. We have to contact him. He's gone through the entire indictment with a fine-tooth comb, and he's shown pictures from inside Diddy's house. I did see a picture of his bathroom. It looks like Trump's, what you'd imagine Trump's bathroom looks like. The floor is, there's baby oil bottles stacked perfectly all along both sides of the wall and up on top of each other. There's hundreds of bottles of some sort of lube, baby oil, both. I'm not sure.
Well, Usher said that his account was hacked.
Okay.
While also poking fun at the slew of headlines concerning his Twitter profile, he tweeted, "Account got hacked, and damn, y'all ran with it. See you tonight."
Yeah, I think all this is coming from this Kim Porter book. That's my theory. I think that's because before this, we were not talking about Bieber, Usher.
It's on record. He believes it's reliable.
I believe it's not reliable. I believe it's fictitious.
He believes it's 100%.
No, I believe it's fictitious.
The Church of Laszlo.
The Church of Laszlo. On 98.9, The Rock. The Rock. The Rock.
Everybody doing all right?
Yeah, I'm just reading about these Diddy parties.
Yeah, you're going to be. They just go on and on and on.
Diddy allegedly held freak-offs, which he arranged, directed, and masturbated during.
Didn't produce, though.
Yeah. No, he didn't.
I produced them.
That's right.
Did you masturbate?
No, I was busy producing.
You don't have to. Trust me. At these
did
parties,
you electronically record?
I'm not allowed to say.
He did. He records everything. Laszlo loves Journey. Did you guys know that?
Yeah, of course I do.
He loves Journey. And all this...
Wheel in the Sky? Well, don't tell me Steve Perry was at one of these parties.
I haven't seen that. We shouldn't put that out there. I have not seen that. But I did see that Journey is, they're having some drama right now. You know, they got this lead singer. What's his name?
Steve Perry.
No, no, no. That's the old singer.
No,
what are you talking about?
There is no new Journey.
Yes, there is.
No.
Arnold Panetta, the new singer.
No one cares about Arnold Panetta.
Laszlo, he's the
Stop
lead singer
it.
Of Journey.
No.
Well, listen.
Some band that calls themselves Journey.
This guy needs our help.
Steve
I
Perry,
feel bad
the
for
old
him.
Sherry guy.
He had one, what they said was a poor performance at this concert the other night at Rock in Rio, and people are saying it's so bad that he should leave, and he has offered to leave. He says, "I will leave Journey if enough fans say that I need to go."
Okay, good.
But listen to him. It's not that bad. Just listen to him. I mean, look, it's a tough song to sing. It's okay. Okay, that messed up. That's not bad yet. Here it comes. It's right there at the end.
That's not so bad.
He missed a note.
It's really not bad.
I knew it. In your heart, it's really not so bad.
We still got to get rid of him. He's not Steve Perry.
The people are so mean. Well, Steve Perry doesn't want to do it, apparently.
Well, then they shouldn't do it.
Journey. It's your favorite band.
Yeah, it's Journey. My favorite band has a guy named Steve Perry.
It has a guy named Arnold Panetta, and he sounds pretty good. It's pretty good.
No.
Okay?
It ain't
Journey. You'd rather have no Journey than Journey with Arnold? You're just as mean as the rest of these people.
Why?
It's just mean.
It's not that I said he was good.
Sounds good. Leave the kid alone.
I said he was fine.
Leave him alone.
But, it's not even that he's no Steve
Perry. Journey.
He could be as good as Steve Perry. I'm not making any criticism towards him. What I do know is that he's not Steve Perry.
There is
not
no...
Not a talent-wise, you are not a human being.
Yeah, because Steve Perry's a quitter. There is no Journey without Arnold Panetta.
Without Steve Perry.
Arnold Panetta is Journey. Case closed.
More Church of Laszlo on the way.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
Yo. So, Florida. We've all been there. Laszlo and I are going to retire there. That's the dream.
Yeah.
We're getting it set up as we speak.
You are.
I'm getting set up for us. We're going to be down there. Don't worry. South Florida, too. None of that Pensacola stuff. Yeah. Don't have to worry about it. We'll have it all to ourselves. It's a very quiet state. Nobody there. A Florida deputy. He's in a little bit of trouble, right? I want to tell you the story, but actually what I want to do is I want to play you a clip from the news and this anchor explaining what happened with this deputy and why he's in trouble. It's incredible.
When Ocala police officers arrived at the home, they found the victim, 25-year-old Paulina Wright, had been shot once in the head. Boilo told the Ocala police detective both he and his girlfriend had been drinking during dinner at a restaurant. Mm. He says they returned home and began cleaning two guns. The former deputy admits to holding the rifle when the fatal shot was fired. Boilo also told the detective, quote, "She was like, I want you to teach me how to use them. I know this looks really bad. I told her I did not want this to happen, and I did not want to train her in the expletive house like this."
So this guy says, this guy says, we went to dinner, we're drinking. We get back home.
And we start cleaning guns.
I'm like, you know what? I don't want anything bad to happen. Why are we both cleaning guns here? We just went to dinner and had these drinks, and then I accidentally shot her in the head. I know this looks really bad, but I told her I didn't want to do this in the house. I think that's what he's saying. The guy is being charged with manslaughter.
Oh, yeah. Well, he didn't mean to.
What? He shot her in the head.
He didn't. It was an accident.
You're buying the story that they went to dinner, had drinks, came home, and decided to have a gun cleaning party?
Yeah. They're just cleaning their guns.
Listen to these news stories. A Florida deputy has been charged with manslaughter after he accidentally shot, not supposedly, accidentally shot and killed his girlfriend while cleaning his gun.
Yeah.
According to the news, Leslie Boilo, a Marion County Sheriff's deputy, called 911 on the night of Thursday, September 19th, to report that he had accidentally shot his girlfriend.
Yeah.
Quote, upon arrival, officers found the victim with a fatal gunshot wound to her forehead. A 9mm handgun was observed on the victim's lap, and a rifle was also present at the scene. So she's got a gun laying on her lap. Janie's got a gun. And Leslie, or whatever his name is.
Leslie's got a gun too, right?
He's got a rifle.
Leslie's got a rifle. Janie's got a gun.
He's got a rifle, and Janie's dead. And he's like, oh, you'll never believe. We went to the Olive Garden. They wanted us to try the wine, so we did.
Yeah, I don't know, Hospitaliano.
We went
home. We're going to clean our guns. It's Ocala. That's what they do for fun. It was an accident.
He says the shooting was accidental. He expressed,
if it was a New York City Jew, I'd have questions.
He expressed,
but this is just some redneck guy from Ocala.
He
was cleaning his guns, went off. It's an accident.
This is so ridiculous. He expressed that it occurred as he and his girlfriend were handling and dry firing the firearms.
Yeah, he just dry fired
them. He said that the two had gotten home from dinner when they opened a package with gun cleaning supplies and began cleaning guns.
Of course.
According to a arrest report by Fox 13, he stated that during the process, quote, he grabbed the rifle and dry-fired it one time.
Mm-hmm.
And on the second dry-fire he attempted, he had forgotten that he'd placed a loaded magazine into the rifle.
It happens.
Which shot one live round in the direction of his girlfriend, killing her.
Yeah.
Lazo, when you clean guns, when you're doing anything with guns, you never point the muzzle at someone, even if the gun's taken apart.
Oh,
every cop knows that.
Rules, muzzle control.
He's a cop. He knows that.
You told me you dry fired into me the other night.
That's a different thing completely. That's a completely different thing.
Well, how am I?
And it was only because we'd done it earlier. Look, you never point a rifle at someone. Anyone who owns guns knows you never point the muzzle towards a human being, even if the gun.
That?
Every person who's he's a cop.
Everyone knows.
I don't know.
It's all they teach you in gun safety. They teach it over and over and over. You don't point the muzzle towards anyone.
You're cleaning a gun and a bullet, it happens.
Oh, you're being a real
case today. It's an accident.
A real case.
A real accident. It's a guy from Ocala.
The deputy allegedly said that he and his girlfriend had done similar training and told officers at the scene, quote, "I know this looks really bad. I told her I didn't want this to happen."
Yeah, see?
The Ocala
he even
police
told her he didn't want it to happen. She's like, show me how to clean guns. He's like, oh, I don't want to. We just went to Olive Garden and had a nice time. Let's do something else.
And she's like, we got this new cleaning pack.
Let's watch that Menendez Brothers documentary on Netflix. That'd be fun. And then she's like, no, show me how to clean a gun. And then this happened. It looks bad, but it was an accident. Hopefully nothing happens to him.
The police department said that a search warrant was executed at his residence corroborating his account with physical evidence found at the scene. Quote, in light of these findings, he's been arrested for manslaughter for his role in the fatal shooting.
It's too much.
Laszlo, if you, you know what we said last week, you can't get away with murder no matter how well you plan it. You plan it with the nanny, you lure some guy to come over to the house, you make it act like he's attacking your wife, you shoot him to save your wife, and then you run off with the Brazilian au pair or whatever the hell
that
they're called.
Fun.
The nanny. He didn't get away with it. It took the cops a while. He didn't get away with it. We said you can't get away with it. This guy literally just went home, had a rifle, shot his girlfriend in the head.
Oh, it was an accident. But
either way, he shot his girlfriend in the head. He shot his girlfriend
in the
head.
The way you said it, he just went home and shot his girlfriend in the head.
Let's say that it wasn't an accident.
Accidentally.
Let's say it wasn't.
Well, all I have is the word of him to
exactly.
go by.
Exactly. And he
said,
that usually
what did
doesn't
he say?
Work in court.
What did he say?
Usually doesn't work
he
in court.
He said it was an accident.
Yeah. That doesn't usually work in court. If you shoot your girlfriend and then throw a handgun in her lap and say, oh, she killed herself, they don't just go, oh, okay. They look into it and they go, wait a second, the trajectory's wrong. You have gunpowder on your hands.
Oh,
you shot
boy.
Her. This is insane.
A lot
he's
of
getting
assumptions
away with this?
On your part.
He's getting away with this?
Getting away with an accident.
An accident. This people.
Did he say it was an accident?
Of course he said it was an accident.
It was an accident.
Oh, my God. The sheriff there is named Billy Woods. And he put out a statement.
Yeah, Billy Woods. He believes him.
He said, we're heartbroken for the family and friends of the victims. Yeah. Tens of thousands of law enforcement officers do their job commendably every day. But unfortunately, the tragic actions of just one are felt through the entire law enforcement community. The Ocala Police Department has the support of my office as they continue to finish their investigation of this tragic incident.
Yeah, it's tragic. It was a tragic accident.
Yeah, well, they looked into it and said, boom, it checks out. She had a gun on her lap.
Did they say
you had
that?
A gun on your lap? Yeah, that's what they said.
They're
they
not
said,
charging him with anything?
They're charging him with manslaughter. They said we went in and looked at it, and the physical evidence corroborated his story. That's what they said. So they said,
well,
okay,
then, what more do you want?
All right, well, look, there you go. If you ever want to kill someone, I guess step one, become a deputy, become a cop.
Live in Ocala.
That'd probably help. You live in Kansas. Yeah. Missouri will work. Come on over
boy.
To my side.
Ocala's its own special town.
Okay, well, still, you just
and
then,
but you
there.
Say, like, oh, she went, no, I could see a girl from Ocala saying, let's you know, clean guns.
They just went to dinner and had drinks.
I've been sexual with
this
a woman from Ocala before. What? I have, and if it would not surprise me for her to say, let's clean guns.
After dinner? After you've been drinking?
Would not surprise
Let's get
me.
Home and clean guns. Let's point the muzzles at one another while we do it. Let's dry fire the guns and point them at each other while we dry fire the
you
guns.
You know what?
That's
not
ridiculous.
Out of the realm of
it is. It's
possibility.
It's ridiculous.
Do we get the religious tax break for this?
That's a great point.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.